The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Everybody, welcome back to the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We're joined this morning by not only Ms. Robin, but Eric Zlokovich is with us from the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries. What is it now? Fishing and Boating Services, Eric? Fisheries and Boating Services?
Yes. Good morning. Fishing and Boating Services.
There you go. All right. So we've been actually trading texts here before the before we went on here this hour, and what a great picture of your son with that giant channel catfish. Well, I mean, he's holding it out towards the camera. I don't know how giant it is, but it looks like a really nice one.
It was about 23 inches.
That's nice.
Probably, 5 to 6 pounds. There's been a lot of them around this year and the last couple of years, in a lot of the tidal creeks where we go perch fishing. So he was basically perch fishing with a little number four hook and a piece of soft crab and a split shot on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And, but if you fish like that, there's always a chance that, you might catch one of those big channel cats that's cruising by.
Well, no question.
We've actually caught, 3 big ones this spring on ultralight, on like 6 pound line while perch fishing, 2 of them on soft crab and 1 of them on a live minnow under a bobber.
Nice.
Fresher
the bait, people think that catfish like old dead rotten stuff. They like fresh bait, man. They like fresh crabs and fresh fish and live minnows and.
Right, they do, yeah, and they can be, and it's not like they just sort of, kind of commit suicide. Sometimes they can be a little bit picky, like you have to let them run with it and take some resistance off the line, mm-hmm. because there are some days if they feel the weight of the sinker, or if the bait is not fresh, like you were saying, like a really old frozen, alewife or something, they may drop it. And the guy next to you with the fresh bait is going to catch more fish,
Sure.
So, it does make a difference. Even when you're targeting, we got a lot of people fishing for blue catfish now, and they will tell you, the fresh gizzard shed baits or fresh alewife is better than frozen. So,
No question. So, well, congratulations to your son on that nice fish. Now, did you eat it?
Yeah, we actually did. And I've got some more fillets in the refrigerator still that we got to eat probably today or it's going to have to go in the freezer. Yeah.
Yeah. How do you fix them? How do you fix them?
So, well, first of all, I just kind of... I don't do the old southern technique of filleting, of like kind of like skinning them with the pliers and all
right.
of that. I just kind of fillet them like a rockfish.
Sure.
But you can do it. And a couple of the local guys here on the Severn River where I fish told me you can just fillet them like a rockfish.
Yep.
And you can. Just a little tough around the pectoral fins and the rib cage.
Sure.
You got to work. So once you get, you work around that and then you can get a nice fillet. And, what I do is I put them in a frying pan with, with some salt, pepper, Old Bay, olive oil, a little bit of butter, and I fry them, and then I, you know, throw a little extra seasoning on them, like that season all salt, and I use them in fish tacos.
Ooh, that sounds good, fish tacos.
Yeah,
you brown them up. You brown them pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. For a thicker filet, I'll flip them once, you know, so I get it seared on both sides.
Right.
Yeah, and they have some pretty they have some pretty thick filets on them.
Yeah, they do.
And I like a lot of seasoning on catfish because I don't like them. I don't like my fish real bland. I like to have some kick to it, you know.
Got it.
So, yeah, yeah.
So, Eric, you got to try. It's called Everglade seasoning.
Oh yeah.
I got it on Amazon. Okay, so but.
Oh wow.
Some of the local dealers do have it.
They do have it. Mm-hmm. Some do. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, I bet that would really be good on there because it's even better than a season all salt. It's so good.
Oh, that sounds really good. If I had a good batter fry technique like Butch Webb at DNR, you know, he does like this mustard based kind of batter fry that he uses for catfish and for saltwater fish like cod.
Yeah,
that's really good too. Deep fried, of course, but but anyway, I do fish tacos. Yeah,
fish tacos. Now that's a great idea.
That sounds wonderful.
So I sent you a picture of a little tiny fish that looks like it's a hand size, palm size fish. It looks like a flounder, but it's not.
Friend of mine
caught it in his crab trap yesterday, and he said, "Baby flounder, didn't know they came up this far." Now I know at one point when I moved to Maryland, they had a lot of winter flounder in the upper bay.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I'm guessing there probably still some come in there.
Yeah. I remember we talked about this in the past. I grew up fishing. It's one of my favorite fish. I grew up fishing for them in the coastal bays of Long Island and Long Island Sound and Jersey. And I think you mentioned that you used to catch them, and maybe in South Jersey.
South Jersey, yeah, that was a trip, and that was a February trip for us, no question.
Yeah, and I've talked to several biologists, including Rudy Lukakovic and Dale, and you know they mentioned seeing them in Eastern Bay, the mouth of the Wye River, and then I read some old reports in Fishes of the Chesapeake Bay. From the 1930s, where they caught them commercially up in Kent County.
Really?
You know? So
that's wild.
Rock Hall, probably that area. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In pound nets and fike nets, and you know I heard them coming out of fish traps and pound nets and fike nets. Even some perch fishermen caught them in the spring, and some guys used to target them.
Piece of blood worm, piece of corn on a long shank, like a number 10 hook.
Right, a number 10 long shank hook. I think they used to call those Chestertown hooks.
Maybe.
It's a long shank with a small bite on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a small gap. Small gap, yeah.
Some of them had a red bead on the leader.
Yeah.
Or a yellow bead, looked like a kernel of corn.
So. Right. Exactly, on the leader, yeah. Bloodworms, up north we used to use bank mussels, and we would chum for them, like with cat food, corn, and smashed up clams and mussels in a chum pot. And
sounds like a lovely mess. Yep.
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
I also heard some of the locals on the eastern shore call them banjos, because
banjo?
They were a small...
Yeah.
Round-shaped flounder, yeah. So, which is kind of cool. We used to call them blackbacks. The small ones we would call them postage stamps, and the big ones we call them snowshoes.
Well, you know a lot about winter flounder, but that's not what this is, this picture.
No, it's not. It's a hog choker.
A hog choker. Yep.
Yeah. So, which is... And so the thing with hog chokers is they can tolerate water that's basically almost fresh water.
Right.
And we've caught them in the Patuxent River, probably 20 miles away from the mouth of the river, 20 miles upriver from the bay, you know, in some muddy freshwater areas.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of congregate on the bottom, and you can hit a pocket of them when we use the beach scene to go to sample for the young of the year striped bass. You know, we will catch them. You can get into them, you know, and, I think that name comes from when they used to kind of use them for fertilizer in the field.
Well, I think where it came from was when they used to harvest the bay grasses to feed their livestock.
Is that what? Okay. That's interesting.
That's what I was told years and years ago. They used to harvest the grasses in the bay, and they'd feed it to the livestock. They'd feed it to the pigs, and this fish would be in there in the grass when they harvested it. They call it. That's how it got its name, as a hog choker.
Right. Yeah. That's interesting. That's cool. But there are some areas where we would catch a lot of them in a beach scene, because it has a lead line that kind of digs into the bottom. And they swim into right into the net as you're pulling it along, you know.
Wow.
You can't really catch one in a minnow trap because the opening is not large enough.
But they will go in a crab trap.
Crab traps are really interesting. You can catch a lot of different kinds of fish in them. You know, we've also heard several watermen have caught snakeheads in crab traps. You know, smaller ones, but they have caught some in crab traps, especially over on the eastern shore and the lower eastern shore. So, yeah, but the hog choker, that's a good one.
Yep.
Not a flounder, and
nope.
The winter flounder are very rare. The last one I saw was a really big one, almost 2 pounds, which is big for a winter flounder, and that was in a town that had a deal about 7 or 8 years ago, and the waterman didn't even really know what it was. And
really?
He brought him in. Yeah, because he just had not seen them in so many years and just, you know, kind of forgot what it was, basically. Yeah, so...
Hey, Eric, we do have a caller on the line.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So let's talk to who do we have there, Chris?
This was something completely unrelated. This caller, he's asking about a guest that we had on a couple weeks ago.
He wants to look him up,
and I can't remember the gentleman's name.
Brian Anderson, and he looks up, he Googles, or uses a search engine for the Tick Terminator.
Thank you.
The Tick Terminator. There you go. I guess we're back to Eric. Well, that might be a good time to take a little break. Hang on there, Eric, for a minute, will you?
All right,
buddy. We got to talk about Clyde Sports Shop. Now, they do have every type of fishing tackle for every type of fishing. I bet you could find some long shank number 10 hooks in there if you really look, that's for sure. Or you could ask about it anyway. But, you know, crabbing season's here. People want to get out on the bay. They want to put the nets overboard. Want to check out and learn how to use some of these cloth or wire crab nets or crab rings. They're really fascinating. They're easy to use. You put the bait in the bottom. You know, you got the ropes on the outside, and they lay flat on the bottom of the bay. You're not dealing with any big traps or anything like that. And then when you lift up the cloth crab net or the wire crab net, the rim comes up. The crab can't swim anyway but sideways, and he swims into the rim rather, and the top's completely open. And you can stack a couple dozen of them, you know, in a very small space, just in a tote or something like that. So they've got them, and they've got, of course, the topless crab traps and then the low-profile crab traps as well, and everything else for crabbing as well. New baskets and lids, all the accessories, the measures, the tongs, the gloves, the mallets. They got the bait, the salted eel, the chicken necks, the aluminum steamers, 20-quart and 50-quart, and they have their own crab seasoning, which we talked about earlier. Captain Dawn said he loves it, and that comes in a 5-pound bucket. They got all the trot lines, everything you need to make a trot line, or a completely rigged 1,000-foot snood trot line ready to go. 10-pound trot line weights and bait bags and floats and everything else. Commercial crab pots and you know, the crab hotels. You name it for crabbing, Clyde's has it, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway, exit number 9. Why not stop by or give them a call at 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Now, if you swing on down to the shore and you're headed towards the beach that way, why not stop by Backyard Billy's? You'll see them right there off Route 50 at exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue. You'll see all the stuff out in their backyard. You know that they've got all the swing sets and tiki bars and pool houses and storage sheds and all the furniture, that colorful poly outdoor furniture, patio furniture, including tables and chairs. And I talked to Bill the other day. I said, how many Adirondack chairs do you actually have here? He said, I got about 350 of them. Well, that's a lot of chairs, right, Robin? That's bigger than our wedding reception.
Not much.
That's for sure. So, look, you put it off long enough. Now's the time to pull the trigger. Get that backyard, you know, up to date for fun times. And, you know, this furniture, this poly furniture will last for years and years and years. And Backyard Billy's is your go-to place for making backyards fun. Today, grill demonstration. You might want to check it out. Call ahead of time. Reserve your spot, 410-827-4500. Father's Day sales, 10% off all grills. And you can check the website. It's backyardbillies.com for all the specials and all the Father's Day deals. Why not? Why not? They have a big showroom, too. They've got fire rings. They've got furniture. They've got every kind of decorative item that you'd like to have for your, you know, your beach place, your backyard, your deck, your whatever. I mean, it's just so much stuff. You could just go in there and spend all day.
Yeah, we just got brochures for...
Oh, the swing sets.
Yeah,
the swing sets and stuff. That's for sure. So, and the other thing is they're big on fireplaces, and they're big on fireplace inserts, and they're big on, you know, hearth items and things like that. That's actually where Robin and I selected to get our fireplace insert, and they did a spectacular job. They handled any kind of issues we had. They did the installation. They helped us find somebody to do the stonework. So we're very happy with Backyard Billy's, that's for sure. 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. The website is backyardbillies.com, backyardbillies.com. BILLYS.com, exit 44 off Route 50, Kent Island. You know, your backyard is going to look just great.
What time is that grilling demonstration?
10 to 2.
Might go down there.
There you go, 10 to 2. Check it out, that's for sure. Well, now look, you can go up there to Kent Island, and we're right in the middle, or you can go the other way and stop by Bay Country Bakery.
Oh, it's a toss-up.
It is a toss-up. It's always a toss-up.
We could do both. We're close enough to each.
Well, yeah. Somebody has to do some work today. Hey, you know, when we're on Route 50, and me in particular, I do more traveling than Robin does. If I'm headed down, you know, down to the Sycamore Woods or headed that way fishing, I love to stop by Bay Country Bakery. My mouth and my belly just can't wait to taste some of those wonderful donuts or that breakfast sandwich. Oh, my goodness. Donuts and pastries and cookies and cakes and breads. And Robin bought them all last week. So it's wonderful. And Chris will back us up on that. Enough for everyone in the boat or at the deer camp if you want. Now you can get a tasty breakfast sandwich, too. Bay Country Bakery's open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. To find Bay Country Bakery, do what I do. Just look for that big donut on the side of the bakery and the chocolate donut on the highway side. And that's Dave and Gina Levy. They're your hosts. Dave's a great fisherman, too, by the way. He loves to fish. They're trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best, and they do. Bay Country Bakery, 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge, if you want to put in a GPS on Route 50 East. But we don't. We just think about that big donut on the side of the building. Visit their website. Like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. My mouth's watered. Hold on. Sorry about that. Thinking about my maple donut.
Did you see what they got today?
No.
Wait a minute. They have maple bacon donuts for Father's Day.
Maple bacon donuts. Oh, my goodness.
Guess where you're going after you get off the air.
Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there. You had one of their strawberry shortcake bake.
Oh, my gosh. That thing was amazing.
Yes, it was. All right. Moving right along, we'll be right back after this from Chris.
Well, watch for scattered thunderstorms around the area this morning. Clouds this afternoon, and might see some thunderstorms popping up. 82 for a high. Tonight, clouds, and again, chance of a stray shower or thunderstorm, and a low 68. Sunday, scattered thunderstorms, 85. That continues right on into Monday as we start the week. Thunderstorms develop during the afternoon hours Monday, warming up to about 92, low 72. I'm Craig Ross from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hi, I'm Sean Casey. And this is Bruce Elliott of The Morning Drive. We'd like to share some guidelines for dealing with this virus. First, wash your hands with soapy water for at least 20 seconds. If you can't wash them, then use hand sanitizer and don't touch your face. Keep a physical distance of at least 6 feet from anybody else. Use a cloth covering to cover your nose and mouth when out in public. And keep using our sponsors for their products and services. And stay tuned throughout the day to Talk Radio 680 WCBM, where Baltimore is listening.
I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Little Hank Jr. there, we're sorry to hear about the loss of his daughter killed in an automobile accident this past week. Weren't we, Robin?
Yes, that was extremely upsetting.
Yes, it was. So, anyway, Eric, we have a caller on the line that has a question for you.
All right.
Okay. I'm sorry, Chris. What's
Lewis.
Lewis, okay, there we go. Lewis, you're hooked up with Eric Slokovich.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing great.
The show.
Thank you.
Quick question for you. I live in Annapolis area, right around the mouth of the Magotee, and I have a sailboat, and when I go out, I'm always digging and zagging past these guys fishing. What would I have to do to join the club there and throw some lines out and troll behind the sailboat? What would be a proper rig? And
there you go, Eric.
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I mean, we've actually had quite a few people that have had some success trolling off the back of the sailboat. This time of the year, I would just recommend get yourself a good, medium to medium heavy trolling rod probably use braid because it will cut a little deeper into the water. So, anywhere from 30 to 50 pound braid is probably good enough right now because they're catching medium sized rockfish right now. Anywhere from 15 inches all the way up to about 30 inches. And, probably an inline sinker, 2 to 3 ounces, depending on your speed. You could go a little bit lighter or a little bit heavier. And a tandem bucktail rig, a monofilament leader. You can even just troll one bucktail with a sassy shad on it, a swim shad. Or if you go to your local tackle shop, you can get a mini umbrella rig, a small umbrella rig with the, chartreuse, yellow or white shads or the pearl color shads, which are like teasers. And then there's one lure, a bucktail or a shed with a hook in it that trails behind the umbrella rig. And that's a good teaser, you know, or a good rig for rockfish right now for trolling. And
the length the leader, how long should that be?
Well, the more successful folks tend to use longer leaders. So I would say probably 10 to 15 feet or even 20. You know, a lot of guys like fluorocarbon. They swear that they catch better with fluorocarbon. But you probably want to, you know, either mono or fluorocarbon. I would say, you know, probably 30 to 40 pound leader is probably good enough this time of the year. You probably get a good shot of catching a rockfish. And later in the season, if you're trolling down the main stem of the bay down near Thomas Point, use drone spoons or Clark spoons or small Tony spoons behind a sinker, and you have a good chance at either Spanish mackerel or bluefish. Last year we had a lot of Spanish mackerel in the bay, mm-hmm. and I have one friend that's caught a lot of them trolling behind her sailboat on spoons, behind a weight. The weight just kind of keeps it down a little bit, you know. So, yeah, you got a good shot. We have the angler's log, Maryland DNR angler's log, where people send in their catches, and we've had a couple of guys send in nice rockfish caught behind a sailboat.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, here's another idea, Eric. If you're doing the Clark spoons, the smaller Clark spoons are about 3 inches long, behind trolling that behind a sailboat, you might want to look at getting one of those little mini planers. Sea Striker makes a little mini planer that's not very wide and not very long, and that planer will take that bait down and help cause it to flutter more, which is very attractive to the Spanish mackerel and other fish.
Yes, the planer is the hot ticket there for Spanish mackerel.
Yep.
Oh, I think a lot of folks use a number one, but sometimes they go a little bigger or deeper too.
Yeah.
Like a number two or a three.
Yep.
Yeah. So that.
And
yeah,
the planer board acts helps. the planer acts kind of like a downrigger. In other
right.
words, you can set the depth. And then the planer is right there, and it keeps your spoon at a specified depth once you let that amount of line out. So you can really.
How much line should be let out from the boat?
Eric?
Yeah, well, I would. That's a good question.
Enough not to tangle with the. With the other people
right.
out there.
Yeah, I would say 100 feet is probably a good starting point. If you feel that you're bouncing on bottom, you're too deep, and if your lure is only a couple of feet under the surface, you're too shallow. So it's a little bit of trial and error,
okay.
you know, but probably start at 100 feet and then go, you know, and then might have to let it out further. Some days they're way back. Some days they're biting. They're hitting closer. You
yeah.
know?
If you don't have a lot of traffic,
yeah.
you can troll a little bit closer. You know, especially
yeah,
with a sailboat.
Yeah.
If you got a lot of boat traffic out there, you're going to want to let a little more line out. So.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right.
Take care. Bye.
Yep. So, Eric, you mentioned striped bass. Okay, everybody wants that's the money fish of the bay. We talked about winter flounder a little bit,
yeah.
which was kind of off topic. Not something that everybody pursues, but you know we do have good flounder fishing in the bay. You know, you just got to get out there in 30 feet of water, and you know there's a couple troughs out there in Eastern Bay. If you drop some flounder pounders down, or some flounder rigs, or some shad, or you
right.
know little twister tails, you might come up with some nice flounder. But
that's right.
Yeah.
yeah.
But let's go to the money fish. Let's talk about striped
yeah.
bass. Where are they catching them, and what are they catching them on?
Well, we're into the summer live lining season now, so the small spot have shown up. which are good bait, you know, really good bait for rockfish. I've started catching the spot on bloodworms up in the Severn River and up in Chase Creek, and they're also around, you know, the Bay Bridge and Hackett's Bar. And the rockfish, so the good spots for the rockfish, Hackett's Bar south of the bridge was
yep.
the first spot that seemed to really start to pick up with the medium-sized, you know, rockfish, which is just south of the bridge, but it's like on the Annapolis side of the bay.
Yes, mm-hmm. on the western shore side, yep.
Yeah, right now the Bay Bridge piling should be good, and if I go by last year, it was mainly over by the sewer pipe, which is over it's on the east side of the bridge, and also on the north side. It's on the north side of the bridge.
Right.
So above the bridge and over on the eastern shore, there's a underwater sewer pipe which creates a tide rip. So around there and in the bridge pilings over there, you'll see the fleet.
You'll no see question.
The congregation of boats. Yeah. And also up around the Love Point rock pile and around the signal lights up off Love Point, you'll see some boats fishing up that way. And as we get later into the season, they'll work their way up off Swan Point.
Mm-hmm.
Because they seem to look for that cooler oxygenated water that's coming down from the you know, the Chester River and
right.
from the upper, you know, the Susquehanna. So they'll work their way a little bit north off Swan Point and all the way up to Hodges Bar up that way.
Mm-hmm.
So live spot is always a good thing.
How do you hook them, Eric? Tell our listeners how to hook a live spot.
I always go through the dorsal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like going through the dorsal and remember the circle hooks are required, and I like a larger circle hook, like a 6 to 7. And even for a bigger bait, I like going larger, mm-hmm. you know, like an 8-aught or even a 9-aught if it's
yep.
a really big bait. So don't use the hooks that are too small because you'll gut hook, you know, too many fish.
Right.
I go through the dorsal usually. I know some people hook them through the mouth, but I fish with a lot of charter boat guys and with some commercial hook and liners, and it seems mainly, you know, they like to go through the dorsal.
Right.
And the fish are suspended typically anywhere from 10 feet down to 30 feet under the boat. And a lot of times they're suspended halfway between the surface and the bottom, and you got to find that layer on your depth finder. Some days you can use very little weight. Other days you need like a 1 ounce egg sinker
mm-hmm.
above the leader to kind of get it down to that depth. You know, also, you know, fresh ale wise is good if you're chumming.
Right.
But I think that the live spot tends to have an edge.
All right. Let's go back to the hooking part of that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You say you like to use a dorsal. I've been minnow fishing all my life. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, any kind of minnow, shiner, sucker.
Right.
Okay. There is the way you hook that fish through the dorsal. If you go too high, you strike the spine.
Right.
And you kill the fish and you kill the action. Okay. If you
right.
go too low in the body, you hook into the gut and you kill the fish. So what you have to do is practice hooking that fish in the dorsal. You can hook it right below the dorsal fin. I like to go right at the back of the dorsal fin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right where the tail muscles start. And
right.
if you go through that part of the fish with your hook, and you'll learn soon enough when you put that fish overboard and he's swimming, that's what you want. You want an active fish that looks like it's trying to escape. You don't want a dead bait hanging there, because that just drifts with the current. You want something that's going to fight the current, fight the hook, and attract the attention of those target fish, those striped bass that you're after. So you just be a little bit careful on hooking that fish. Now, the other thing that helps you is to really, really, really have a sharp hook. If you have a little file, a little hook file, a little diamond file, and you sharpen that hook, it'll scratch your thumbnail okay? You want to be able to poke that fish behind the dorsal fin and have that hook go in there easily and out the other side. There have been a lot of people who have not gotten that hook all the way through, and they'll miss the fish because the hook hasn't come through the side of their spot.
Oh yeah, that's exactly right.
So you got to get that hook all the way through, sharper the better. And when the fish strikes, if you pull right away, you're going to lose that fish. You got to give that fish a 5 or 10 count to run with that bait, and then just apply enough pressure for that hook to sink in the side of that fish's jaw.
Yep, that's right. And also be careful. Look for scales on the point of the hook.
Yes.
Because a little scale can make a big difference, and you can miss a lot of fish.
That's true.
It'll keep the point from penetrating.
Yep.
And the way you're doing it, a little bit towards the tail muscle, or where that's a good idea. That'll actually make the bait swim downward, which is what you want. You want it to swim downward, you know, into that middle part of the water column. So
because you're putting upward pressure there, you know, behind the dorsal fin towards the back of the tail, and they're swimming down. You're exactly right. You hook them too far forward, they're gonna just go sideways, and they're not gonna work.
Right,
it's not gonna work as well. So
yeah. And with these new super sharp circle hooks on the market, you're right. You just have to you gotta hesitate. Don't try to sit the hook right away, and then after a 5 to 10 count, you can apply some pressure.
Yep.
And that'll set in the corner of the fish's jaw. And that's what you want.
Fish will
that's
hook
the
itself.
Ideal situation. Right. Yeah.
No question.
Yeah. And we did just start what we call the striped bass fishing advisory forecast. It's the heat index. So that's just something to keep some pressure off the stocks on the real heavy, you know, hot days. Just keep in mind when it gets up over 95 degrees and the water temperature is like in the 80s, that's a little tough on the rockfish. So
no, it's deadly on the rockfish. Just say what it is. You're going to kill a bunch of fish.
Right. So we are asking people, it's online, if you just put in striped bass fishing advisory forecast in your search engine, you'll find it.
Yep.
And we have the red days are the days when the air temperature is above 95 degrees, and we're asking people to, stop fishing for striped bass after 10 a.m. and target some other species. You know, fish early in the morning on those real hot days, and then, you know, switch to another type of fish or do something else. Maybe go crabbing or something. And then the yellow days are the 90 to 94 degrees, which we're going to have on Monday and Tuesday, I believe, where just use caution. If it's an undersized fish, try to keep them in the water or just unhook them as quickly as possible. And don't bring them into the boat and have them bouncing around on the deck. And don't use a rag, you know, to handle the fish.
Yep.
That damages their slime layer, and that's not good either. And green days are anything below 90 degrees where, that's a good day because a better conditions in terms of the fish. So, and the health of the fish, right? So we just launched that, and we'll be running that through like Labor Day. Just something to keep in mind, when you're live lining out there. It seems like the bite started at Hackett's, like I said, and it has a tendency to kind of move north as we get deeper into the summer.
Yep.
So that's usually, you know, that's a good bet.
Yep.
Eventually we may see some fish breaking on the surface.
That's a little later. That's usually September, isn't it?
Yeah, that's more like September, sometimes August, and a lot of times that'll be the smaller fish. They're feeding on little bay anchovies, the sublegal fish, but, they're fun.
They're fun to catch, but put a put a 3/4 ounce bucktail on or an ounce bucktail and get below them quickly, and that's where the bigger fish are, because those bigger fish are waiting below the little fish to chop up those anchovies and take the crumbs as they float down through the water column.
Right. And we also have a lot of people that are deep jigging or LTJ, light tackle jigging, and they're having some success around the Bay Bridge pilings, and also just on bottom structure like Eastern Bay, using anywhere from a 1 to 2 ounce lead head with the new plastic skirted baits.
Yep.
And a teaser that like a Bass Assassin or a BKD, and working the bottom up to the middle part of the water column.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they like a snap jigging technique where you really jerk the rod hard and then let the jig fall, and they usually hit it on the fall.
Sure.
And other days it's a little bit of a lighter jigging, like just lifting the rod tip a few inches.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it both ways. I've seen them hit the jig with almost no movement, and in other days they really like the snap jigging.
Well, they're fish. They're fish.
Yeah.
You know, they have little tiny brains and they swim and they just make their mind up at on the spur of the moment. So.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Hang on a minute, Eric. We got to talk about our sponsors a little bit, okay?
Okay.
All right, Clyde Sport Shop. Not only your headquarters for fishing, but your headquarters for crabbing as well. The crabbing season's getting underway. The crabs are starting to really come on a little bit. And, you know, if you're crabbing off your pier with a crab pot, or you're out there actively fishing off your boat or you're just out on a pier somewhere, why not check out Clyde Sports Shop? They have a full selection of crab traps, the low profile, 4-door crab traps, and then they have the topless crab traps as well, which, a lot less water resistance. They all just fold up. Crab doesn't swim up. They swim sideways. So the topless will stack for you, and they can, you can work out pretty well with that. And the other alternative is the cloth or wire crab rings or the cloth or wire crab net. Well, the rings are what you want to use to catch the crabs. The net is what you want to use if you're just using a string and a chicken neck and you want to bring them up. You get the cloth or the wire crab net. A large selection of those at Clyde Sports Shop. They have all the trot lines and supplies too. The line itself, they have a fully rigged trot line. They have all the accessories, the snoods, the bait bags, and the floats and the weights for trot line. Baskets and lids. They got all the little accessories too, the measures, the tongs, the gloves, the crab mallets. And of course everything for eating crabs, the aluminum steamers, 20 and 50 quart steamers, and their own Clyde Sports Shop crab seasoning, which Captain Don recommends highly. Why not? And of course then there's the bait too, the salted eel and the chicken necks available at Clyde Sports Shop. Commercial crab pots for off your pier, crab hotels to keep your crabs all together when you're catching them and you need enough for a meal, and everything else for crabbing at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Backyards Billy's is having a Father's Day sale. All grills are 10% off. It looks like they're going to have a grill demo day, but I'd call ahead first, 410-827-4500. That's today, 10 till 2. And you know what? They have got all types of furniture for your backyard. They've got the tables, the chairs, the deck boxes. You just need to go see the place. There's 350 Adirondack chairs on display at Backyard Billy's. And then when you go inside, they got all the furniture for inside or your porch or, your screened-in back porch or whatever. And they've got the fire rings in there, too. They've got a bunch of themed fire rings. They've got, well, here's the cool part. You pick out a furniture set, they'll deliver it and set it up for you in your own backyard within 60 miles of their location on Kent Island. That's Route 50, exit 44, where you see all the furniture. You see all the sheds sitting out there right there off Route 50 at exit 44. That's Evans Avenue, is 44B if you're coming from the Bay Bridge to towards Easton. Just get off on Evans Avenue, and it dumps you right there behind her Backyard Billy's, no question. So anyway, the grill demo days are coming up today, taste testing and pro tips and giveaways and grill package deals and 10% off grills today. for Father's Day, no question. And you know what they also do? They are also a fireplace and hearth dealer. That's where we got our fireplace insert, and we love it. We're sitting here in our backyard in front of the fireplace right now. It's not on, but if we want it to be, we hit the remote control, and we have instant fire, don't we, Robin?
Yes, we do.
I know. I know. Anyway, backyardbillies.com or give them a call, 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500 is their phone number. Backyard Billies open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44. Your backyard is going to look great, no question about it. Now, switching gears, guns wanted. That's right. Guns are wanted. Any make, any model, any age, any condition. Albright's Gun Shop in Easton, Maryland, right down the street from us, wants guns. If you have a single gun or an entire collection to consider, call Albright's Gun Shop at 410-820-8811. Now, I've personally been dealing with Larry Albright and the crew at Albright's Gun Shop for over 25 of their 37 years. I know these guys. I wouldn't hesitate to call Albright's at 410-820-8811. 820-8811. If I had a gun to sell or to consign, you can trust them. Period. Albright's Gun Shop is also a Cesar Guarini elite dealer. You can call or you can stop by Albright's to make an appointment to visit the Cesar Guarini factory and select your firearm. If you want to Google that or put it in your search engine, C-A-S-A-R-C-A-E-S-A-R-G-U-E-R-I-N-I. Take a look at their firearms. If you like a fine firearm, you'll like Cesar Guarini. This offer is also for Siren, for the ladies, S-Y-R-E-N, and Fabarm Firearms. Albright's carries Beretta, Benelli, and other firearms for every budget, both new and pre-owned. And now, Albright's has expanded their muzzle-loading department with muzzle-loading firearms and accessories, as well as an in-house expert to expand your deer season. Stop by 36 East Dover Street in Easton, across from the Tidewater Inn, to visit this landmark gun shop. Online, it's AlbrightsGunShop.com, or call 410-820-8811 today for Albright's Gun Shop. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
I fish. I also clean local waterways so others can fish and swim. I help build public boat ramps for easy access to the water. I provide fishing and water safety education for kids. I maintain a healthy fish population so tomorrow's anglers can enjoy a catch. I prevent unwanted species from spreading into waters where they don't belong. I restore the condition of rivers to help fish and wildlife thrive. I fund long-term plans to protect our lakes and streams. I do all of these things and more, all because I buy a fishing license. When you buy a fishing license, you do a lot. In fact, every dollar from a license purchase protects and maintains your local waterways for future generations to enjoy. To learn more about how you can get your fishing license, go to TakeMeFishing.org. That's TakeMeFishing.org.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back.
Now take down on your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get about all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, sitting in the shade.
All right, we got limited time here. We have, is it Mark on the line?
Yeah, from Baltimore.
Mark from Baltimore. Tell us your jokes.
Okay, well, I went to the bait store, and I was buying mackerels, and I noticed that some of them were perforated, and I asked the guy about that. He said, you only use them on Sundays because they're holy mackerels.
I like that.
All right.
That's a new one to add to your repertoire.
Yes, holy mackerel. All right. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
I love it, Mark. Thank you.
Thanks,
Have
Mark.
Have a good one.
You too, buddy.
Happy Father's Day.
Same to you, buddy. Yes, sir. All right. Eric?
Yes, I'm here.
Can you top that?
Holy mackerel. No, I can't. Well, I was going to say that you were talking about the maple bacon donuts earlier.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
They sound pretty good, but I'm more of an egg sandwich guy because I need my protein or I get really grumpy.
Well, you can get an egg sandwich.
You get the egg sandwich, and then you get the maple bacon donut.
Yeah, and right, that'll be breakfast for dessert.
Good. Yeah, you might. That'll work. They have egg sandwiches there, right? That's what.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no question.
All right, yeah.
So if you're on your way down, make sure you stop Bay Country Baker.
Yeah. It's worth the ride.
I can't top the holy mackerel. That's a good one.
All right. Eric, we're about to run out of time. You got about a minute. How would you like to wrap this up?
Well, just, use common sense out on the water. Be careful. There'll be a lot of boat traffic in the next couple of weeks.
No question.
And just look for that fishing advisory forecast. And, when it's like, super hot, over 95 degrees.
Yep.
Try to take some pressure off the rock fish.